Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, do we have a text, my friend?
Yes, we do. We have a text in from Gary of Madison this morning, Matt. And Gary's got a question for you. A Russian has flown jets close to U.S. planes in the Mediterranean and closed off the Black Sea. And he's looking for you to address that situation. So if you could give a little update about what's going on.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gary. Here's the situation. You're right. The Russian parliament the other day, the Duma, voted 351-16, asking Putin to formally recognize two breakaway republics in Ukraine, in the Donbass region, the Donetsk fake republic and the Luhansk in the southeastern Ukraine. They have flown their planes in the Mediterranean, close to our Navy planes in international waters in the middle of the Mediterranean, buzzed them. Some of them came within 5 feet. Let me tell you something. If you're a pilot, and even if you're not, if a plane comes within 5 feet, it might as well crash because you can't control it that close. 5 feet. Think of a 5-foot person. It's very short. And that's what they've done. If they do that, if the Russians do that and recognize these two breakaway republics, that'll kill the 2015 Minsk Accords between Russia and Ukraine. Now, on this vote, there are two parties in the Duma and the parliament. One of them is the Communist Party. You'd think that Putin's a communist. He was. He was a colonel in the KGB. But then nowadays he says, I'm not a communist. I'm just a thief and the head of organized crime. Actually, he doesn't say that, but he is a thief and the head of organized crime. But there's a separate Communist Party, and the other one is the Majority United Russian Party. Now, you think that the commies wouldn't like invading other people. However, the commies were the one behind this in the thing, saying they're the ones that wanted him to, remember in that vote, 351-16, they're the ones pressing it. The Majority United Russia Party voted for another resolution that says consult with the foreign ministry first. So obviously the Duma was ordered to do this. They were ordered to do it. Then Putin announced, we're going to withdraw troops, and we're withdrawing troops. And he was lying. You know, Biden went on. They looked at the satellites. What they did is they moved some troops to elsewhere on the border, even closer to Ukraine. There's nothing that the Russians do, whether they were communists or now that they're simply organized criminals, the government, not the people, that's in good faith or that can be trusted. On the Black Sea, the only way to access the Black Sea is through the Dardanelles, through Turkey, and Turkey gives permission. They control them. They control that passage. The Russians have dozens of ships in there. The last EU ship, the last NATO ship, withdrew in January. They look on it, I suppose, the way we look on the Caribbean, except there's more limited access. And what they're doing is they're surrounding Ukraine and shelling in alleged exercises, but saying you can't, it's dangerous to have commercial shipping. It's nothing more than a blockade of Ukraine. What's happening is Putin wants to be like Peter the Great or Catherine the Great, an historical figure, roll back what Gorbachev and Yeltsin did back in the early 90s. He still agonizes over the fact that Russia didn't do anything when Poland became a member of NATO, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Bulgaria, Romania. Well, it's too late, Jack. That ain't going back, and we're putting troops in there. All that Putin has is nuclear weapons. Well, that's a lot. But the truth is that he is on the wrong side of history. All of these countries want freedom, they want democracy, and they want capitalism. They want to make money, and they want to be left alone. And what he's saying, well, we have a sphere of influence, we want to extend it. What is a sphere of influence? It's like cancer cells in a healthy body. It was communism up till Yeltsin came in. Now it's organized crime. He's the head of an organized crime family. One of the things that I think that I know one of the sanctions Biden's thinking of, I think he might want to do it now, is sanction him personally and publicize our CIA report on all the money he's stolen. He's wealthier than the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. He's stolen a lot of the Russian economy. That hasn't been disclosed to the Russian people. We should start doing to them what they do in hacking into our Facebook and let them know that they're being stolen. What he's afraid of is assassination. When you are a criminal like that, you do not just get succeeded by somebody and then go off and have a nice retirement. You're surrounded by bodyguards, and one day somebody breaks through and a bigger thief than you takes over. Our interest is making sure that the new thief is not irrational with nuclear weapons. That's what's going on over there. That, and we'll keep giving you updates, but that is what is going on. Going to the lines, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Joe?
I was very interested in your discussion about the possibility of defamation being charged against this sheriff on the scene. Could you talk a little bit more about how that might go? I mean, to hire a lawyer and go after someone for defamation, obviously that's a lot of work for people. And is there another mechanism by which this could be attended to that takes you out of the county but has to do with other citizens in the state pressing forward to try to make change in this direction? Any thoughts at all on that?
Right. Something's got to be done about this guy. Thank you for calling, Joe. Here's the way it works. A lawyer, and some lawyers will take it on what's called a contingent fee. They'll take a third or whatever they get. Here, this guy doesn't have a lot of money. It wouldn't be big bucks. You have some lawyers who are just starting their practices, and they'll take any client, and they may do it just for costs, you know, talk to a lawyer. But basically, here's the deal. You start out by sending him a letter, and you say, you have falsely said that my clients, and, you know, you're not going to get the Republicans to go along with this, but at least one of the Democrats is a felon, committed a felony. That is false and known by you to be false. I've sent a lot of these kind of letters. And here are the facts. The law required two attempts. COVID shut it down for months. We mailed it in. That was upheld by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the complaint was dismissed by the U.S. Supreme Court. If you do not retract within 15 days, we will sue you for defamation. Then what does the guy do? Usually they get scared. And he may say, oh, I didn't say they were. I just wanted the DA to look into it, into it. Anything he says that's equivocal will make him look stupid and back down. But he's just rigid enough, he might stick to it. And then he has to prove that they're felons. And they're not felons. But I don't want guys in uniform and law enforcement running around undermining civilian authority. I don't want that. And this guy is doing it in uniform. And it's false, and he's intimidating his own DA. She goes, okay, I don't have jurisdiction, which sort of lets him off the hook, her off the hook. But, you know, it's a terrible thing, and I wish, come on, give me a break. So you're not maybe not going to get a judge down there to enjoin him. We do not want law enforcement in uniform intimidating civilian authorities. But a letter from a lawyer that you're lying, and you better retract that, Jack, or we will sue you. Sue you for defamation, and you have to prove they're felons. That may come up, that may bring him up pretty short. So, Joe, good luck. Talk to a lawyer. There are a lot of good young lawyers over in Madison who started their own practices. They'll research, send them a demand letter, get them right now. Get right back at this guy. I'm tired of this guy. Thank you very much for calling in. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins. Don't have a lot of more time. Stand by for some great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. You don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR.